When we have a conversation without any hesitation, I just wanna tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker. I am back with another podcast, and this one is more of a congrats and more of a won't he do it? Yes, he will. And the reason I say that, because this is special, man. When I started this podcast, there were a few people that I had in mind always. Like, I love everybody and I pay attention to everybody. But there's people that I know personally, about 6-7 people that I knew that were going through a lot of situations. Some that were in relationships, some that were not. Some that were striving, some that were fighting for relationships and just not getting the call back. A lot. But in this specific one, this particular one, my boy, I'm gonna let them come on. My brother Fred, he has done a show with me already before, and my sister Anita, she's been waiting to do a show with me. She is my wife's twin. Now, when I tell you that me and her, way back, like around 2000, and I want to say, I can't remember the year, but I know it's been like 10 years. My best friend, when I got with my wife, she was my girlfriend at the time, my best friend has always, always loved my wife's twin. And I'm not going to tell the whole story because y'all got to hear it yourselves to believe it. But he'd been chasing her for years and she just was never given the time of day. He ain't my type. I ain't into that. They both dated multiple people. They went out and did their own thing. I'm going to let them tell you that story. But as of yesterday, these two just got engaged. And when I tell you, he proposed to her, it was beautiful. She said yes. It was just the most phenomenal thing. He had some of his family come out. Some of Lanita's family came out. But my wife's twin and my best friend are now engaged. And he's been chasing her for years. There was never a time and day. It was, oh my gosh, half of these pockets I got about women like my sister was, because I know so many, like, it's not just her. A lot of women think the way that she does, or a lot of men think the way that she did. Or, you know, I mean, it was just a journey. And my thing now is more of a congrats to them. I congratulate both of them. I love them both to death. We are known as the Fantastic Four. Me, my wife, Chanel. Her sister Lanita and my boyfriend, my best friend, my brother. Now we are officially the Fantastic Four. Once they get married next year, we are the Fantastic Four, and it will always be that way. But I just thank God for allowing this to go down, for allowing them to be married. It was such a special thing. Anytime y'all hear me on these podcasts talking about women got to stop looking at physical attraction and women got to stop doing this and that, a lot of times that wrapped around Lanita, and it wasn't directed to her, because I have a lot of people that do it. But for her being as close as she was to me and being so neglectful to him and being so rejective and deceptive toward him, where it was like, I don't want this guy and I just don't, to now it being there, you know, it's just God was in this from the beginning. It just took time. They both had to go through. They went through a lot. Now they're both officially together, and it's a congrats. And you know what the great thing about it is? This is a message to all the people out there that feel they'll never have anything. You know, I see men rushing now, a woman rushing now, especially a lot of Christian men. When a lot of Christian men see other people, you know, together, or even, let me not say men, I'm going to say both, because it happens a lot to both sides. When you see a married couple or you see a relationship in the church, whatever, all of a sudden it comes down to, you know, I can't wait for mine, or I can't wait for mine. But you got to understand the process that had to happen to get to that point. I have a whole bunch of mad people in my church. And it's funny because it always starts off where the woman didn't want the man, but the man wanted, because us men know what we want. You know, I have podcasts talking about this. Us men know what we want. I have a whole bunch. I'm going to have a lot of podcasts. Like I said, I'm consistent this year. The end of this year going into next year is going to be consistency. I already have 6 episodes pre-recorded. They're already done. they're going to be releasing like every 2 days, every 3 days, whatever. I have like 6-7 episodes that are like just going and going and going that I already have stored up, because now that they let me publish on a certain day, I have them scheduled already. So this is a blessing. So this is being recorded way back now, but it's going to come out like next week. You know what I mean? So, oh my gosh, it's just all the people out there that feel there is no such thing as God sending someone your way or God changing someone for you, and God will give you a heart desire, but the key is you have to desire him first. You can't just be in church and say, "Where's my man at? I need a man, God, please." And a man can't say, "God, I need a woman, please. Like, please bless me with it." No, just trust him. First, get a relationship with him. Not a lot of times we think we have a relationship with God. I love God. Ain't no one gonna tell me I love God. No, perfection with him. When you're still seeking multiple women at one time, or you're seeking multiple men. So like, if you're a guy and you see this girl you really, really care about, you really, really think is the one for you. But at the same time, this other girl you're like, but I like her too. And then at the same time, there's another girl you're like, there's this girl, she's fine. But like, that means you're not ready. You're not ready. You ain't supposed to sit there and sketch out all these different women, or try to pick all these different women. If you're a female and you're like, oh, I know he's the one. He's great for me. He can be the one for me and stuff. You don't got to pursue. The man will pursue. If the man's from God, he's going to pursue. That's the objective. There's a few people that I've known that I've met where the woman was always telling the guy, I'm going to be your wife. And the guy's like, nah, I'm good. A few. But most of the time, the guy already knows. Even if he's saying no, he already knows. He's just trying to wait for you to get it right. At the same time as getting himself right. So with my brother Fred and my sister Lenita, you know, to see them that they're at this point now where they're engaged, lets me know God's always there. God's always gonna, if God has a plan, it doesn't matter how many years it takes. That's what we gotta understand. It doesn't matter if it takes a year, 2 years, 5 years, or in their case, 10 years. The whole objective is to say, God, I'm gonna wait on you. Even though Fred, he was pissed at her, so he went to go do his own thing, and then she never gave him a time of day, so she was doing her own thing regardless. God still aligned them back together. Because that's what my God does. And that can happen for anybody. If you want to be with somebody, or you feel that person for you is spirit-led, you wait on it. You don't have to always approach, I think you're my wife. It doesn't work like that. You got to say, God, please, show me what I need to do. Guide me. Give me dreams. Not nasty dreams. If you're having dreams about a woman you think's yours, or you're having dreams about a man you think's yours, and they're sexual dreams, then I can probably assure you that that might not be the one. I mean, it's not to say they're not, but if you just keep having sexual dreams about them, that means you're probably lusting over them. You don't want to think that way. You want to think more of the way of, God, if this is for me, show me. God's not going to show you doing like no crazy stuff in no dream. He's gonna show you doing things proper. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say congratulations to them too. I love them too so much. I can't wait to see them grow. I can't wait to see their family. Out of all the relationships I've dealt with, this is one that's been so long in the making, and me and my wife have been there every step of the way since back in the days. And you know, everybody already knew that Lenita was supposed to be with Fred, but to see it actually happen. If anyone's not a believer in God or a believer in faith, you need to hear their story. I'm going to have them on. You got to hear their story. I'm going to have to do one at a time, because doing three would be real tough because it's going to cause a lot of edit problems. But I would love to do one of their side of the stories and the other side of the story. You know what I mean? I just think it's great. I'm truly at a loss for words. I know when that wedding happens. I had a dream a year back that they were going to get married. And then I remember in my dream, they got married and everyone at the wedding cried. Everyone. Not one person didn't. So when that actually happened, I think everyone's going to cry, like, including them. Like, maybe not Lenita. She's tough as heck, so I don't know about her. Nah, she's going to cry. But everybody's going to cry. It's going to be something special, man. Like, oh, I can't wait. But thank you guys for listening. I just want to say congrats to them, too. I can't wait for our ventures together as the Fantastic Four as the years go. I love them both so much. I can't wait for to be their godfather for their kids and all that type of stuff. It's going to be amazing. It would be a, I can't do that. That's my mom's song. She's coming out. Wait, I can't do that. Stay tuned for my mother's CD, by the way, you guys. I want you guys, anyone that listens to this, I want you to go to Speak Life. I think it's I'll put a link up. And in my future podcast, I'll have the actual website. My mother has a clothing brand called Speak Life. It's for all the people out there that are going through, whether it's someone with cancer, whether it's someone that is in a financial situation. My mother has a shirt and backpacks and pocketbooks and hats, everything you can think of. There's no excuse for you not to get it. She has amazing bags, everything. It's about speaking life. It just says something about speaking life. And it's about speaking life into everything, every situation we're in, and not letting that devil win. It's Halloween this month. Get a shirt. Let it say Speak Life. We speak life against Halloween. We don't speak death. We speak life. Thank you guys for listening. Please, please follow me. Subscribe, share, everything you have to do. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.